Hey everyone, if you're new to the show, I just want to start by saying thank you for spending this time with me. I know your time is valuable and I have every intention of making the most of it. If you do enjoy it, it'd mean the world to me if you'd rate and review us on whatever app you listen to the show on, subscribe to the show, share us with your social media following. We're at The Morning Coffee Podcast and at RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Look, because this show is on a new channel, we have our work cut out for us to grow this one, and every mention definitely helps. So thanks for tuning in. Without further ado, my name is Rick Alexander, and this is The Morning Coffee Podcast. Welcome back to the MCP with Rick Alexander. Feels good to be podcasting from Colorado again. Speaking of, who in Colorado should I have on the show? Would love to know who you'd like to see me sit down with and just have a growth-oriented conversation with. If you do have any suggestions, hit me up at RickAlexander_ or at The Morning Coffee Podcast on Instagram. Or if you just want to share the show or hit me up, I love hearing from the people that follow it. Also, a bit of housekeeping news. Most of you know that I've downsized my coaching business. This is mainly so that I can begin to work more in what I would consider to be my unique genius. That is, piecing together knowledge and leading people into their own potential. Really, at the end of the day, I consider myself to be an educator and realize it's important that I stay in my swim lane so that I can help, one, the maximum amount of people possible, but two, so that the people that I do work with, I can help maximally. That being said, if you're interested in working with me, I have, of course, the Clarity Academy with a one-on-one option, but as well as a follow-on curriculum that is more centered around high performance and impact that I'll be talking about next week. So if you are looking to bring your projects, ideas, or side business to the next level, you can hit me up on Instagram. And like I said, more to follow on that next week, so stay tuned. One of the reasons I chose to do less shows this year is so that I could sit with concepts longer and dissect them better and really learn to squeeze the orange for all of its juice, for lack of a better metaphor. God, that's awful. And as I sat back and thought about the interview that Danielle and I did to kick off this new channel, I realized there was a massive lesson in the realm of desire that was worth its own episode. And that lesson is the importance of learning to elevate something over everything else in your life. And I want to break down why that is so important. When it comes to desire and really feeling called by something in life, to really find your thing, so to speak, there's often a ton of work to be done on your end. And so let me break down that work to make it a bit less abstract. See, I've noticed that lots of us are content to sit on the sidelines of life because of the vagary that we associate with engaging. We often can't get our minds around how to work best, or we can't seem to find the right fit for our efforts, or we wonder if there might be someone better for us, and so we're waiting. Never committing fully to the task, the job, or the person that is in front of us. First off, consider setting that job or that person free if you aren't willing to do the work that I outline here today. The people around you deserve to be more than a backup plan, and your life won't be improved until you find the courage to enter the arena you actually want to be in. But most of the time, we don't even know what we're waiting for. We'll find things, like we'll say, once I have X amount of money, or once I have time, or once I have... and you can fill in the blank. The problem is that if onlys and once I'm readys will always be there for you. But you and I both know that's a game that won't produce a winner. Let's be clear. There's an endless amount of if onlys. And so that leads me into the point of today's show. You have to commit to something and allow that thing to change you. We don't grow in this life unless we have an obstacle to grow against. This isn't to say there isn't a time for deliberation. In fact, when people start the Clarity Academy, I actually ask that they suspend the thought of anything they think they might want to do. This is because we tend to try to find spots in life to shove ourselves, to make ourselves fit. But it's been my experience that eventually that method of moving through life won't work long term. Eventually, you'll find that subjugating yourself or being something you're not will create a growing sense of apathy and resentment. And the real problem with resentment is that it has an appetite that you'll never satisfy. You should instead develop more awareness of self so that you can find what parts of the world work for you, not the other way around. No one wins if you learn to dim your own shine for the sake of getting along. So yes, there's a time for deliberation, and that deliberation should include an accurate picture of who you are and what you want. But after that, you can't make the mistake of waiting for everything to be right in order for you to be. This is because when we grapple with something deeply, something like a craft or a specific problem or a trade in life, what we find is that a struggle worth our mettle is going to require that we become more disciplined in our pursuit. Part of what took me so long to get through writing my last book was my own internal resistance around that discipline. And I'll talk about why that is, but first, let me talk about the importance of it. When we talk about discipline, what we're talking about is habit and routine. Now, there are times when those things need to be shaken, but as a human, we can't get around the need for them completely. This is because we use them to give our lives structure, and structure is what gives something its form. So think about it like this. Everything undefined in this world needs structure to accomplish something. You could think about yourself and the fact that there's an element of spirit to you. You could also call this soul or just the essence of who you are beyond matter. In 2020, we might call this your vibe. But your spirit requires form to act. This is the danger in spending too much time thinking about everything. Productive thought is good, but if you stay trapped in your own head too long, you find that it's no longer helping. Why? Because the formless requires form to manifest in the real world. Yoga, for example, changes people's lives because it takes them from living solely in their own minds and allows them to sink back into their bodies. Your body, your form, is the thing that gives all of your inner world, your soul, an outlet to the actual world. Because we live in the physical plane of existence, we must look for answers that also exist here. So you can imagine your goals and your dreams, and even your potential, and you could ask yourself, where do those things actually exist? The truth is, they don't. Potential is only a concept. They need to find form. So this is why we have to elevate something above everything. Relationships, trades, crafts, they all call us to be more than we currently are. We have to build structure so that we can create habit, so that our goals can find form. We have to say yes to something and no to literally everything else. I can think of my own past and see the many times where my inability to pick something was actually just me resisting the responsibility of growing up. Now, part of that is because I've not been content to pick something I didn't align with, and that's fair. But there comes a time when you have to stop relying on trivial objections and commit. You have to commit yourself to the real world. And that's scary because the real world will fuck you up. And that's what we're actually afraid of below it all. When we give something form, we now have something that's real. And something that's real can be broken. And we're not afraid of the trivial objections and doubts that we hide behind. We're afraid of being laid out for the world to see. We're afraid to have our vulnerabilities exposed. We don't commit to the discipline because discipline creates something real and something real can be shattered. We don't commit because when we commit to something, we're saying no to everything else, and when we're not ready to grow up, we use that fear as a way of shielding us from reality. But I would contend that we're not here to be shielded. We take form so that we can take action. Our soul takes carnation because there's something it has for the world and it can't produce that thing without form. Our humanity requires structure and routines. Believe me, I've done everything I can to get around that fact. But for all of my escapism and avoiding the thing that's deepest in my heart and my aversion to commitment, I know that we're here for the human experience, not to avoid it. We can stand up to injustice. We can acknowledge our fears so that others can feel less alone and afraid in the process. And we can strive to make this place better, but we can't do any of that without the proper form. Our habits, in a very literal way, inform the world of who we are and what we're here to do. We should also mention here the delineation between informing and conforming. We often resist discipline because we think that means conforming. But the truth is, the person that turns off their brain and conforms is not living their purpose either. Like I said, you have unique talents and abilities. Now, I can't help if you don't believe that. I can't help whichever self-conscious person made you believe that conformity was your best option. But that's not really my goal. My goal is to tell you that when you're ready to face the thing that's in your heart, when you're ready to trust your own internal guidance system, you'll begin giving form to your actual purpose here on earth. My goal is to remind you that what you think holds you back is the thing that will become your strength. It's what makes you different. And if you look out over the entire world, what you see is people who doubled down on what made them different. In business, we call these businesses disruptive, and we use it to describe small, scrappy companies that derail giants, like the way Steve Jobs started a company in his garage and derailed the record industry. See, these differences and unique abilities should be celebrated because it's what the universe uses to right the ship when we're going off course. That's what religious teachers tell us, and that's what industry shows us. Now, the first thing you might pick may not be a home run. Same with the second, third, or fourth. That's actually besides the point. Pivots are a necessary part of life. Anthony Trucks and I chatted quite a bit about that on Wednesday's show, if you caught it. But the point is that you need to commit to something to let it change you, to shake yourself from the slumber of thinking that your life is unimportant or somehow not just as necessary as every other life. People that reach above the rest only do so because they have something to reach for. See, one thing that the disciplined understand is once you create form, you can put it anywhere and find success. Success is achieved when small habits are repeated daily. No one doesn't understand that. The part we seem to miss is the invitation. In the modern age of endless choice and information, there's no royal invitation to engage with the world. It is us that must have the courage to wade through the chaos and learn to live and die by our own ideals. It's the only way that we'll get somewhere that we actually chose to be. It's the only way we'll work through problems that we're meant to solve. You know, you can look at athletes and see how their sport has formed them. I mean, of course, people that are genetically predisposed to certain sports tend to end up in them on the elite level. But if you pick any sport and commit to it, your body will find form purely out of efficiency. I remember when I was running super high mileage, how much I had to lift and eat just to maintain the form that I wanted, because my body was trying to conform to what I was doing. This is because our life is always a reflection of our mission. It is the process of achieving it that gives form to our efforts. And so you can look at the way your mission should craft you. It calls you to make decisions and sacrifices in its name. If you don't have a mission in life, well, you could see the danger in that too. I believe that the opportunity to create a legacy is one of the ultimate human gifts. This is the impact on the world for having had your soul move through it. But legacy is created when structure gives our potential form. Find something, commit to it, let it change you. I love you. I'll talk to you Monday on Morning Coffee. Hey everybody, thanks for tuning into the show. If you did like it, this show and every show is powered by the Clarity Academy. That is our in-house training program. It's a 12-week online course developed to help you figure out the right mindset to get exactly what you want out of life and to figure out who you really are, to figure out who you were before the world made you believe that you had to be somebody else. I think your best life and the way that you're best positioned to impact this world is found somewhere in your own authenticity, in your own uniqueness, and we just aren't taught how to double down on it. So if you're interested in that, you go to rickalexander.com, click on the Clarity Academy for details. Registration is open. I would love to see you on the inside.